And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in.
Hi everyone, it's Dr. Brooke here, your favorite family chiropractor and clinical nutritionist. And today I just wanted to take a little bit of a deep dive into honestly what's going on in my mind. So this week we all saw that red dye is being banned from food and la-di-da-da-da, and that is exciting. And then on top of that, I was so excited because I've got another order of my clean beauty coming in from Beauty Counter. And I've really just been over the last few years really trying to take a look at ingredients and what's going in and on my body. And so when this red dye information came out, I was hopeful. I was excited. It's definitely a step in the right direction. But then as you read into it a little bit more, it talks about how the FDA is not requiring, in some instances, it's not going to be out of food until 2027 and even further into 2028. So for all the hype and all the excitement, it was a little discouraging to see that, okay, yes, they are going through with this, but it still might not be another 3 years until it's truly out of our food. And for some people, they think it's not that big of a deal. And for other people, they're very, very excited about this. But I just know that personally in my practice, I've had moms time and time again. I actually just had another mom here on Tuesday who was saying her four-year-old son was at a birthday party on Friday. We all need to indulge. We can't live this absolutely perfect lifestyle. And we, especially as kids need to indulge. Don't get me wrong, but it's just frustrating that you have to look into every single little ingredient. So she said, obviously she was allowing her child to have the cupcake or have the whatever food it might be. And she said on Tuesday when I was treating her that she was still struggling with some behavioral issues. She's still struggling putting him to bed, keeping him asleep, things that they really have never struggled before. And she said the only thing that really was different was she typically is a little bit more strict on his diet in terms of dyes and certain additives, and obviously let him indulge. So yeah, I totally agree. Is it, your kid needs to have fun, but when it comes down to these causing some behavioral issues and sleep disturbances, it's just frustrating because these kids are so vulnerable. They're at such a huge developmental brain and body time in their lives, I would say within at least the first 5 years of their life. So I guess it's just a little discouraging that you really do need to look into the ingredients that are going in and on our bodies. And I get it. It is exhausting after a while. It can be easy in some instances, and then it can be pretty hard in others. And I'm right there with you. I understand it. But then when I was getting my Beauty Counter order in, I was all excited and I did my little happy dance and I was opening the box and I was like, you know what? I shouldn't be that excited that I finally have clean beauty at my fingertips. Why is this just not a normal standard? Why is this allowed in and on? I mean, your skin is your largest organ, so it goes directly into the bloodstream with all those chemicals and toxins. And I mean, I've been using makeup. I'm a girl. I was interested in makeup when I was, in sixth grade? So I've been using makeup for a long time. That's a lot of math. We're not going to get into that. So I was just frustrated that, you know, here I am as an adult and I'm finally diving into what I'm putting on my body. And then I was like, it should be easier for everybody. The access should be easier for everybody. The standards should definitely be different. So I guess overall, I just would love to encourage you to start small. I totally understand that this is overwhelming and I do have a lot at my fingertips. I've got all of these women on here for the four women of Four Women, Four Health that I have to lean on. And we would love for you to lean on us too. If you have questions about where to start, how to start, anything like that, please lean on us because we really are rooting for you and your families. I think this just goes to show that, unfortunately, yes, we're working in the right direction. This was good news overall, but they're really not in a hurry to clean up ingredients for you and your family as quickly as it really is needed. So I really would encourage you to start looking into some things. If you want to start with what you're putting on your body, if you want to start with like household products or things like that, or you want to start with food, start somewhere and start small. But it's going to collectively over the years, it really is going to add up over time. I mean, I look back from, I started doing this probably when I was in college. I was looking at some of the ingredients that I was putting on my body. And that was, again, something years ago. And it definitely has added up over time. And no, I'm definitely not perfect. There's definitely some things that I'm like, okay, I really need to just give myself this grace because it is driving me crazy sometimes. But I think overall, it definitely has helped my healing journey. And at least I can say I've tried over the last few years and I notice a difference. I really do. It's taken, I mean, this is at least what, 10 years of work. So I just would love to encourage you to start small and start today because they're not doing the work for you. Not yet, at least. And it really, really is so important for not even those little, you know, little kiddos with those developing minds and bodies, but just us for our overall health. There's a few apps that you can use. I think one is called the Yucca app. I'd have to look into that a little bit. I have one on my phone called Think Dirty that you can actually go through stores and scan and see. It will tell you whether or not it thinks it's good for you or it has this chemical or this in it. And I mean, use that with grace because again, something is better than nothing. If you're getting out parabens or something like that, it's better than nothing. Just know that, unfortunately, if you go into like a Target or a Wegmans or things like that, you do have to search for this information. You need to. And I'm not going to get down the rabbit hole, but greenwashing is a whole nother thing. So unfortunately, you really do need to do your research. And we would, you know, us four women of this podcast have been doing our research for years and would love to help you. So eventually we're going to come up with like a little on our website, a little drop down list of household products, you know, groceries, maybe makeup, just things that are in our daily life, our daily environment that we've adjusted to in a cleaner way to at least make a start that way for you guys. But we would love for you to reach out to us if you do have questions on where to start because it is overwhelming. And then Carly is actually, I mean, she's amazing in the kitchen and she probably, that could be a whole nother podcast, but has amazing things that you could just do in the kitchen that are probably already in your pantry in terms of cleaning products, probably easy ways to clean up your food, things like that. So these are all things that we're definitely going to look forward to. But overall, I am just really, 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 really trying to encourage you after this information that came out this week that things are going in the right direction, but it's not going quickly enough. So I would really love for you to start today and try to clean up something. I would love for you to, you know, message us once this airs early next week and say, hey, this is what I'm deciding to do for, you know, this week on. I'm cleaning up whatever it is, something small. If you're, you know, maybe you do body lotion because it's absolutely freezing and our skin is dry. Maybe that's the one thing you're like, okay, I'm going to start there and look for a cleaner option. And that's the one small thing that I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I would love to hear that. And we would love to hear from you. All right. So we are all in this together. I know it wasn't the most exciting, you know, and I guess happy podcast, but we're all working in the right direction. It might just be a little slow, but we are going to get there. Okay. So stay healthy. I encourage you to do your own research and start adapting your own healthier lifestyle today. All right, take it easy. We'll see you next time, guys. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.